Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Thursday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Jeez, where's the music?
Christian Fourier. And Glenn Ordway.
Gotta feed the fam. This bigger than me.
While the Red Sox continue to mash their way to victory,
Grand Slam Arroyo!
We may have our first Red Sox victim of MLB's foreign substance policy.
Derek, what's your general reaction to the new rules?
I think tonight spoke for itself. I'll definitely say it's starting to affect people.
You believe it?
Now it's time for OMF.
You open up the door, and bang!
On EEI.
Poor joke is thinking. Watching cheating right in front of him.
I gotta do something about it.
What is going on here?
Hello.
So we did this yesterday, and we were basing it on the data, basing it on the science. So don't sit there and say, oh, you guys said something totally different yesterday. And we read off the data, and the data was that the Red Sox pitchers simply sucked over the last couple weeks, but their spin rate was not down.
Correct.
That all changed last night.
Sure did.
Garrett Richards. Okay, down from 26-16 to 23-38 from his last start. Guess what? He's no longer doing sticky stuff.
No. He's not happy about it either.
Oh, he's pissed.
I would like to say, I mean, watching him whine and complain makes me really realize, like, what a just a real... Jeez, I don't even know if I can go the B word. Can I go straight B word?
You can go B word.
Can I go B word?
You can go P word.
Straight
B word.
He is such a little bitch.
Oh, that B word.
That one? Is that good, Ryan?
Yeah.
Judge roll out.
No, he is, isn't he?
We're good with this.
He is like so unlikable now.
And we gave him a jacket.
That's right.
Gave him a jacket.
Remember, he was cold. Like, how many more excuses does this guy need? Him and Cam Newton should go get a room somewhere and hang out. Commiserate together. What'd you tell him? I told him I was told. What'd you tell him? They changed the plays on me.
That jacket thing's brilliant. I got to use that.
So, this is a guy that, you know, you look at his, like, splits. And this is what we talked about before, Glenn. You're absolutely right. And when red flags come up, you'll kind of expose it, right? So, he doesn't throw a curveball all night long. Not one. And this is a guy that 15% of the time, curveball, right? 100 pitches, 15 pitches a game. Didn't want to throw one. All fastballs. Fastballs and sliders. And you mentioned it. Fastball, down 233. Slider, down 250. Okay, Jason Mastronato, those are big numbers. Okay,
12.
Stay away from Evaldi's 12 and 26. Yeah. Like we said before, minus 200s. And he could say rosin and sunscreen all he wants. I'm not buying it. The guy's got to figure it out. Now we'll see what the hell this guy is. He's got to throw his curveball. And there was others in that game. Workman was down.
Yep.
Taylor was down.
Yep.
Big time.
Yep. No, nope.
Big time.
Nope.
So now we're starting to see what's going on here with these guys.
No, today I think is a different story.
Last night was different than
the rest. Different story, and what happened was they finally decided they're going to stop doing it. Now, we were basing it over the two-week run in which the starting rotation was god-awful. And during that run, the spin rate was not down on any one of those guys. So, therefore, nothing had changed. What we're finding out today, after looking at the spin rate, it's all different right now. So, they were still doing all this stuff when they sucked over the last couple weeks. And now they decided, okay, we better test it out before the rule goes in on Monday. Let's see how it works. And as Lou said, it was all fastballs last night from Richards, and it was not pretty.
It is amazing to me, though. You know, yesterday I used that comparison of, like, if, you know, gloves. You know, receiving gloves for, you know, receivers in the NFL, tight ends, running backs. Like, if you told Odell Beckham Jr., hey, listen, you can't wear gloves anymore. Any high-end receiver, you can't wear gloves anymore. Then sure enough, they started dropping, you know, a ball a game, two balls a game, totally just screwing up their average of targets versus catches. they would be losing their crap.
Yeah.
They would be losing it. Sorry, the NFL has decided that, you know, we're not allowing gloves anymore because it's just too, it makes it too easy to catch the passes.
Right.
And defensive backs are getting mad.
Right.
Right? They're getting mad about you. Defensive coordinators are getting angry at you. Like, I would assume that they would be bitching too. Maybe it's not, you know, like for like, but it sure does. Basically, all it is just some, you know, like an additive that you're using to gain an advantage.
Oh, I think it's
that's what gloves are.
It's going to change
the
game.
What's the difference?
Well, everything you're seeing right now in baseball, it's going to change the game dramatically, in my opinion. You're going to see a different game of baseball. So let's get to Garrett Richards.
Yep.
And
lowest four-seam spin rate in his career.
And as Lou pointed out,
in his career.
Lou pointed out
last night,
not a single curveball, which is interesting. Why no curveball here, Garrett?
Garrett, is there a reason why you haven't sort of utilized your curveball the way you have in the past? What have you sort of seen from that pitch?
Yeah, I just didn't really feel convicted with any of my breaking balls tonight. So I just threw pretty much all fastballs.
Garrett, does that have anything to do with kind of changing the way pitchers are going to have to do things now with the new rules?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't know.
Garrett, going off that, what's your general reaction to the new rules and what kind of adjustments they're going to need to take?
I think tonight spoke for itself. I'm not going to get caught up in it all, but I'll definitely say it's starting to affect people, you know, people in their career. So we're going to follow the rules, but, you know, this is the game you're going to get.
As a veteran, how big of an adjustment is that? And especially in the middle of the season?
I can't think of a worse time, to be honest with you.
So we don't even have to call him out. He called himself out. Tonight spoke for itself. He told you that tonight he decided this was going to be the night, in lieu of their putting the new rule in on Monday. Tonight, fellas, is the night that I'm going to go by your new rules that are in effect Monday, and you saw what's happening. It's going to affect people. You know
what
people are?
I'll definitely say it's starting to affect people.
It's him. People is him.
People, meaning myself.
People. Right. People. Yeah, and you know, he came out and talked about, you know, sunscreen and rosin. And we mentioned it before. Like, it just doesn't, the spikes aren't there with that. And you know, that's what all these guys are. What was the stuff like steroids? Remember the other stuff that everybody would take and it was like a powder and you got a little bloated by it, whatever.
Oh,
but it was
creatine.
Yeah. So when everybody was taking steroids, it was like, I just take creatine.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know about that. But that was the go-to line. I just take creatine.
Yeah.
I don't take steroids. So this is it now. I don't use SpiderTac. I don't use, you know, the melted Coke, the mixture of Troy Percival that they had going on in the Angels clubhouse. Where did Garrett Richards used to play? What team was he
Angels.
On? Was he on?
Angels. It was the Angels.
He came up with the Angels?
Did I get that right, Lou?
Did he
Angels.
Play there for what, 4 years or five?
I think so. He was there for a while.
Oh,
Angels.
Weird. So anyway, I just threw that out there. I don't know. I just wonder where he used to play.
Just a guess.
But you don't do it with rosin and sunscreen. There's not that big of a spike.
Wait a minute.
So he's affected. We'll see what he looks like from now on, and I'm not sure I feel too good about it.
Well, we talked about all of this stuff last night.
As soon as I get to the field every day, I put sunscreen on. Mm. Well, now I can't do that. On top of that, the only thing that's provided is the rosin bag on the back of the mound, which, to be honest with you, is completely useless. It does nothing. It barely even dries up sweat. It might as well not even be there. I can't even think how many times in over the entire course of my career that I've gone to the back of the rosin bag. I've been on mounds that didn't even have rosin bags on the back of the mound. It by itself doesn't do anything for anybody. You know, I don't think anybody's looking for anything over the top. I think we're just trying to find something that will allow us to throw more strikes and still be able to compete. At the end of the day, don't we want both sides competing? If one side has to concede and the other side gets all the advantage, then what are we doing here? We're just watering down the purity of competing in the game. Competing in the game.
He's
right.
This is amazing.
He didn't need the rosin bag because he had the spider tag.
Number one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
true.
This is the big leagues. Okay?
I never went to the rosin
this
bag.
Is, no, but this is Major League Baseball. All right. It's like, you know, this is what grounds crews do. They clean the mound, they take the ball, they put it right on the rubber before every game. And there's a rosin bag behind the rubber on the mound every single game. And he even said there's been some games where there isn't even a rosin bag back there. That is not true. And the reason why you wouldn't notice is because you don't need it.
Exactly.
And the reason why you've never gone to the rosin bag and you don't think it
it's
works is because
point.
The stuff you've been using has been much better than rosin.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and
what's
say,
what's rosin?
I don't even think there's been games where the rosin's not even back there. No, they're back there every game, Garrett. Every game. you just don't have never needed it because your stuff's been better.
No,
we're
that's
just watering down the purity of competing.
It is amazing.
Purity of competing.
How, it is amazing.
Purity means you're not cheating, right?
But here's the thing. Purity. Okay, so is he delusional or is he just used to a certain way of doing his business based on what they allowed him to do?
Yes, he's been cheating. And
I don't know, but it was never really cheating. No one ever declared for years.
That's a good point.
For years and years and years. This has been going on, one said, "Hey, it's cheating! It's cheating! They just turned a blind eye. So it was almost acceptable.
Yeah.
So now you're telling me all of a sudden it isn't acceptable.
Well, I think Bauer said it best.
Hypocrisy involved with this.
Yeah, I agree. Bauer said it best because it's always been a rule, right? Doctoring the baseball, putting stuff on. It's always been a rule. But if the rule's never enforced, is it really a rule?
No.
And that's what Bauer's kind of point is, and that's what you're talking about. Like it's never. He came up in the big leagues. Garrett Richards is the one guy you looked at and said, let's keep an eye on Richards. Because this guy's known for spin rate.
Yeah.
That's why he's here. Right. That's why he's got $10 million. That's why he's gotten paid. Because of his spin rate. He's been through the roof. Well, okay, now what is he?
I've been on mounds that didn't even have rosin bags
that's
on the back.
That's not true. This is a big
That's
league.
Funny,
this
though.
This isn't Park League. Where did we forget to put a rosin?
Yeah, that is funny because, somebody who is definitely just has no use for it is never going to even be aware whether it's there or not because he
never
uses it.
I knew that there was one back there. They put one back there.
But
I never needed it.
But
my stuff's better.
It's almost like it's – so these guys are bitching and complaining, and I feel like in a way they have – so I'm going to take it back about him being a little bitch. They have every right to do it. They have every right because they're being penalized – for something that was kind of understood. Hey, we understand you guys are doing this. We understand you're doing it for the right reasons. But now we're going to say, don't do it anymore. Done. And their whole career was based on their ability to use this.
Yeah,
so I guess I would be a little pissed off also.
Yeah, it's two separate topics, though. Major League Baseball has screwed this up by allowing the players, wink, wink, to go and do it, and now suddenly pulling the rug from underneath them in the middle of the season and saying, I'm sorry, you can't do it anymore. You're right. That is just stupid on Major League Baseball's part. But the players and the pitchers can't sit there and bitch and suddenly say, well, what are they doing? Well, it was always a rule, as Lou said.
It's such a technicality. It is a technicality.
All right, can I tell you this, and we'll do it in the next segment?
Tell me.
What did you have the Red Sox at, 87 wins?
Yeah.
I am feeling bullish on the Red Sox today. I think this rule is the best thing that happened to the 2021 Boston Red Sox. And I'll give you the case coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Do you feel like your opinion is kind of widespread among you guys?
I think time will tell. I think if you just watch baseball across the league, you're going to see some interesting things. You know, be prepared for four-hour-long games and some interesting things. I don't know. I'm just grateful that I got this far into my career before we're at this point. We're trying to do our best right now. We're trying to follow the rules, simply. So this is what you're going to get. I don't know really what else to say about it. It's definitely changing some things.
Sounds like a guy that was announcing his retirement.
Jeez.
Wow. That was a whole, like, what happened to I didn't come this far to come this far? He needs to change his attitude. Where is the Eeyore sound? That's really what should be behind him. Wah, wah, wah. The
question was he...
I can't throw a curveball.
I'm too dull to be around.
Is the opinion widespread? Yeah, it's widespread. There's every pitcher in the league looking at it saying, I can't do this anymore.
I can't do it well anymore. No. Like, so, I can do it, but so not he at
was,
this level.
He was talking after the game last night. We're going to have to play four-hour games. Played a four-hour game last night. And he's right. We're going to see four-hour games. So I got to tell you, the more I think about this, and it's the whole of it is stupid. Major League Baseball not doing what Lou had suggested, and that is let him have the rosin, let him have the sunscreen, give him some limitations. Everybody's happy. The hitters are happy. The pitchers are happy. And it's not a big, huge deal with the public that you got a big cheating scandal going on. Instead, Major League Baseball has to blow the whole thing up and embarrass themselves. In the end, is this not a good thing for the Red Sox? I look at the Red Sox. They win the last two nights 10-8. Guess what? They can play 10-8 baseball.
Yeah.
Look at their lineup right now. That is one of the best lineups in Major League Baseball. I'm looking at it right now. They're third in average overall in Major League Baseball. Slugging percentage, they're second. Hits, they're second. You can go through all of the offensive categories. They're right at the top. And guess what they've been doing? They've been doing it while the pitchers have been loading up the baseballs with the sticky stuff. Sticky stuff is gone. Damn it, bring Frenchie up here. Frenchie's going to be able to hit this now.
They
get a big
the lineups
in all
get
this.
A big boost. I mean, you played a couple of them. You know, Houston, Toronto, you, that team last night, Atlanta. But, you know, the lineups will get a big boost. There's still some other guys because, like we said, Richard's huge drop from last week. Because everybody thought that, like, on June 3rd, when they suspended four players, that everyone was going to stop using. And to me, I always looked at that like 03 with steroids, and now they're just like, we're going to test this year, and if it's over 5%, then we're going to start testing in 04. Well, guys didn't stop in 03. A lot of them looked at it as, I got one more year.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a free agent. I got one more year to make cash in. So June 3rd happens, and you're like, okay, until that memo comes out, I got another start. I got another two starts. Well, it seems like this week, because they know what's happening Monday, is the week where everyone's like, all right, I'm going to go out there and just not use anything and see how it goes.
Right.
So last night, this guy goes out and can't throw, does not even attempt to throw a curveball.
Didn't go so well.
The other one I worry about is tomorrow night, Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
I worry about his curveball.
He's probably shaking.
The other one I worry about is your closer.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes.
I agree.
I worry about Brandon Workman.
Yep.
I worry about four-seam curveball guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I worry about guys that have fastball, four-seam fastball curveballs. You know, I don't worry about, guys like I mean, even Whitlock, I don't worry about that. You know, Evaldi's spin rate, he's obviously not cheating, you know, to me, because his fastball, he's got no spin on it. It's like one of the worst spin fastballs with throwing 99.
Right.
If he had good spin, he'd probably be unhittable.
Right.
But it's just like there's so Pivetta, Richards we just saw last night, Pivetta tomorrow night. And then the next time Barnes goes out there starting on Monday.
Well, the pitching staff, I think, is going to blow up, as most pitching staffs around Major League Baseball will do. But there are a lot of these teams that rely on the start of going six or seven innings because they don't have a great lineup. This team has a great lineup from top to bottom. Arroyo now, the way he's been hitting and the clutch big power hits, home runs he's had for you recently. His lineup is loaded. They don't have necessarily a leadoff hitter right now. Maybe they got to figure that out. But I think they can go through bad pitching staffs. Now they're going to get the opportunity, guys, to go against the better pitchers, top of the rotation guys, who now have to change the way they pitch. This is a boost for Boston.
Yeah, and it always cracks me up about just how this is backfiring on Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So you've been trying to get the game shorter. Now it looks like they're going to be longer. You're trying to, you know, keep the ball in play. Now everybody's hitting home runs again. So what is it? Like, what do you do? Like, they never do anything the right way.
No.
I do think they will change it. I do think you haven't hit the midway point yet. You haven't hit the All-Star break yet. I think they will sit there and then they will adjust. I think the Players Association will get involved. Tony Clark will get involved. And they'll say, okay, we got the message.
Mm-hmm.
We get it, right? These are the things that everyone universally, hitters and pitchers, managers, all agree you should be able to use.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. And Bauer's been saying this now. He's like, for 4 years I've been talking to them. And he talked about how, like, you know, the baseball's changed. I think that's come into play a little bit. They changed the baseball. So, you know, do you try to make a universal tacky baseball? You know, he's talking about some kind of, you know, before the game comes in.
It's like a conveyor belt.
Like a conveyor belt. Almost like, okay, these are the game balls. Put in the conveyor belt. A little like...
Like one of those orange juice.
Right now, for those who don't know, the balls are rubbed with mud. Before the game, you get a brand new ball. Someone takes some mud out of a canister and rubs it up, and that's supposed to make the ball grippable. But unfortunately, when the ball gets dried out, it gets really slick and powdery because the mud doesn't stay wet forever, obviously. So what I'd like to see is when the balls come out of the box, there's a little conveyor belt. So you dump the balls in one side, they run down a conveyor belt into a little house, and it's sprayed from all sides with a certain approved substance, whether it's Firm Grip or whatever else. Like, let's agree upon that substance. The ball comes out the other end and gets dumped into the ball bucket, and it's good to go for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't have to spray enough on it where the leather gets soft or anything like that, and you just do it every single inning. And that way, every ball that gets thrown out has a consistent feel to it. When pitchers come in, there's a little swab. You swab their hands, similar to how they do it at TSA, and you send it off to the lab. And if there's anything besides the approved substances on your hand, then you can be retroactively suspended. And that's the only way to do it. But you can't take away the method for pitchers to get a grip on the ball when the balls you're sending out to the mound are super slick in the middle of a season. It's just not right.
As silly as it sounds, it makes sense.
I agree with
him. Consistency with the ball.
Right. Yes. It's like, so we're going to sit there and have all these refs with air pressure in a football. And they're going to go to they're going to make sure it, you know, and all quarterbacks have a different way of how they want the tackiness and how their ball boy rubs it down and how much air pressure they want in it. No, NFL got into this problem. Look what happened.
No, I know, but NFL was about air pressure.
It's still about how you hold the ball.
And I get it, but
it's similar.
But a lot of the quarterbacks during that time talked about the tackiness they want in their
ball. Yeah.
Brady was talking about it. This is how I remember that was the whole thing in Florida. Didn't he, like, bring the balls over or something like that? Was throwing, but still, it's like he would go through his ball on Friday or Saturday and say these to his ball boy, whatever. This is the tackiness I want. It's going to be a little colder.
Yeah.
So, but with a football, it's not really affecting, and I don't know, maybe it does, but it's not like a baseball.
No, you're definitely, amount of pitches, you know.
Here's the difference. Let's look at Tom Brady's track record after they outlawed him or the team.
Yeah, it was right? Fine.
Okay, he was great. He was the same guy, if not better, after that. We're now seeing Garrett Richards, Trevor Bauer, Garrett Cole, all these other guys. Lou, there's a dramatic difference. They were really good before, and they kind of suck now. There's something there.
When you go to these smoothie shops, you know, they have those big industrial size orange juice makers where they throw all the oranges in the top and it just squeezes like is all of them at once, whatever.
Bacteria.
And that's what they should do with the balls. So stick the balls and they get retrofit that thing.
And something retrofit it.
And then that is the way to do it. So with all the money that they have and all the issues that baseball have and embarrassing as they look. Like, that is the way to do it.
Prepare them. We are selling fresh squeezy lemonade.
Yeah. Prepare the balls. Like, be consistent. Have a little bit of approved tack on it or whatever. And let them go out there and throw it. And like Richard, like he says.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And if you test a ball and there's, like, the substance that's supposed to be on the ball, there's other substances on it, then you know you got something. Right, you know, you got somebody.
So this is the dumbest thing in the world. We're just listening to some of these other players talk about it. There's some ideas that you could use. Instead, Major League Baseball says, screw it. Oh, my God, we're taking so much heat out there. They think we're cheating. Let's stop everything. Stop everything.
That's the problem. Cheating again.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's the problem.
It's like it's optics man came in and said, baseball's cheating again.
But it's like, you know, it's almost like it's like having like a bank robber like work with the police to tell them how to do it. You know what I mean? To tell them how they got away with it.
It's the best person to go to.
Yeah, so you go to like, you know, like you even go to like Cora and the Astros and be like, all right, so what would make it too hard for you to steal signs on this is all you got to do. I'm telling you, all you got to do is this. Okay, fine. You know, same thing here. Go to these guys. You know, guys like Bauer. He's over here openly talking about the last 3 years, what you've got to do. Listen to these guys. They're beating your system, but they also know that they kind of still want an even playing field, but They'll tell you how to beat it or tell you how to fix it.
Yeah.
Listen to the players.
Before we hit the ski slopes, hey, can you run me by Bank of America real quick?
Yeah. Listen to the players.
Why do they make everything so hard? Why do they make it? They're so because worried about the way people look at them and how they judge and how they're judged.
Again, it's perception. They're fearful of how they're viewed out there. And I think they're still stinging from what happened with steroids. And they've handled this all wrong. And we'll get to more of this in the next segment here because I want to get to some of the hitters and what they think about it. Plus, we got to hear from Chris Sale. He was out in Worcester throwing, and he was asked questions about it. And I'm still stunned as to where Major League Players Association is in all of this. We've argued this before, Christian. Your union sucks. His union was great, thanks to Marvin Miller. Where the hell is that union right now? I mean,
sleeping
Marvin
at
Miller's
the wheels, what they're doing.
Turning over in his grave right now.
Hey, if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
That's how we all feel, Petey. All right, we get to the phone calls as well at 617-779-7937.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
JD, just from a personal standpoint, you've obviously had a really good season. Your team's having a really good season offensively. Is there any frustration that this is happening in the middle of a season where they're kind of changing the rules, in the middle of a season where you guys are doing really well?
I don't think it really affects us. I don't really think it affects our pitchers, honestly. Talking with our pitchers, nobody uses that kind of stuff. Nobody uses that those kind of substances like that. So, I mean, I think it's going to benefit us, you know?
That's J.D. Martinez. This is the problem I have with what he just said. I do believe it's going to benefit them because they have a great offensive lineup, and I think those are the teams that are going to benefit out of all of this. But it's the problem you have with hitters commenting about the pitchers. If they do so and comment about a pitcher on another staff, the problem is they know their guys are doing it. What J.D. just did is said, no, we have no problem because our guys aren't doing it. Okay, let's look at last night's numbers. Garrett Richards, Lou already threw it out, almost 300 RPM down with the four-seam, okay? Workman, fastball down 203. Josh Taylor, fastball down 170, curveball down 218. Ottavino, four-seam down 180, slider down 263. Stop it! That's the data. That's why we were defending the Red Sox pitching staff as of yesterday.
Because
the data wasn't there. It's there now.
Yeah. Can we also say that maybe he doesn't hang out with Workman, Richards, Taylor, or Ottavino?
Sure. He knows.
Maybe
he knows.
I mean, let's not act like he's the brightest ball back there. Let's not act like that. Maybe he could give two craps. He's got his eyeballs in his little book.
I think it's a problem. You had Josh Donaldson, go wild on this. But hitters on the whole have been kind of quiet because they know that if they indict other pitchers for doing it, they're basically indicting their pitching staff.
Well, you're starting to hear. I forget, somebody had that story where like a hitter came back in the dugout and it was like spider tack, like all pissed off because some guy was curveball and they're getting tired. And the pitchers are yelling back, like, just figure it out. You know, learn to adjust. Yeah. You know what I mean? So now you got these hitters and these, you know, the hitters are bitching about it and the pitcher just sort of like, oh, stop your whining. So now you have the other thing happens. You know, now you got Garrett Richards out there, and the hitters are probably quietly sitting there going, good. I mean, what are we doing here? You guys are using illegal stuff. My job is to hit. Like, I'm trying to make money, too. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but what do you think about the fact that all these batters are going to be getting hit? Like, that number's up, too.
I don't think so.
Is that even a concern?
Richards is like, you know, I hit a couple guys last night, and I don't hit anybody. He hit, when he was in Anaheim in his prime, he hit 780 a year. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know. The hit batsman rate is right now the seventh highest in the history of the game already. So, I mean, it's not like it's working. Seventh highest in the history of the game.
That's true.
2021.
So you were using something and you were hitting batters. Now you're going to take it away.
Guys, yeah. It's the seventh highest rate in the history of the game. So does it go up? I don't know. Maybe it goes up now. I don't know. But it was already an issue.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is they're going cold turkey.
Yeah.
And this is a culture shock for the pitchers. And Alex said it yesterday. What you're going to get now is you're going to have to go out there and pitch as opposed to just throwing the ball. So you have guys that are throwing in the upper 90s, and they got a little juice on there. And so the ball's got some movement. The ball's staying up in the strike zone. You can really baffle a hitter. Now what's going to happen is you're going to have to do that on your own. You're going to have to learn to pitch. This is old school Greg Maddux baseball.
Yeah, so I'll say this about Garrett Richards. I'll apologize him for one thing, because I thought this next cut was Garrett Richards. It's actually Garrett Cole. And I heard it today, and I was like, what a whiny little bitch. And I heard the voice, and I'm like, oh, my God, he sounds like a...
But like Glasnow?
It wasn't Richards. It wasn't Richards. So I want to apologize. It was Garrett Cole. But you got to hear Garrett Cole. After last night, throwing the ball pretty well, even though all his numbers went down. Like, he went down big time. Buck 90, buck 80 and everything. But he threw well. But this is Garrett Cole talking about how the league needs to work together.
I just can't.
Oh, this is a voice. Hold on, stop. We didn't even get into it. I just can't. I mean, this is Alex Garrett Reamer? Cole. This is Garrett Cole. I heard this morning. I'm like, what the? That was Richards, and I apologize. Garrett Cole. I don't know, it doesn't match. Okay, keep playing. I'm sorry.
I just can't.
Stop it again. We're not going to be able to get
that's
something.
That's how he starts?
I just can't.
He gets choked up after the last press conference that he had?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
So that was the first one.
Yeah, so he come back with a much better press conference.
Yeah, he's ready this time.
Here we go, Garrett Cole.
I just can't.
Oh, God.
It's hard. I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has.
For Pete's sake. I just can't. Is this the way this guy always talks?
I just can't.
And he drops
like Ned Flanders.
For Pete's sake?
Yeah. For Pete's sake. It's
all right, just play it right from the beginning.
Wait, first stop. Wait, now you got me going. Okay, when did For Pete's Sake actually exit,
1947.
A long time ago, right? For Pete's Sake was replaced by, are you effing kidding me?
Exactly.
For Pete's Sake.
Right? What's the modern day clean version
of Pete's
Sake?
I mean, For Pete's Sake.
Really? I just can't.
All right,
that is pretty bad.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
We're going to get it through it out.
I can't make it.
It's hard. I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. I think that,
hello there.
I don't have a solution, but again, we are aligned in a lot of areas with the commissioner's office on this, and please just talk to us. Please just work with us. I know you have the hammer here.
Just right now.
Please work with us.
Let
my brother go.
We've been living in a gray area for so long.
Please.
I would just hate to see
Afghanistan
players
case.
Get hurt. I would hate to see balls start flying at people's heads. I had a really tough time gripping the baseball tonight, especially early when it was windy. So.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this
really
whole process.
Care to be inflammatory here, Joel? I just so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, who's that?
Matt Patricia.
Oh my God, they sound alike.
Sounds like Matt
they
Patricia.
It's Matt Patricia and Kermit the Frog.
Please just talk to us. Please just work with us. I know you have the hammer here.
Please.
There's so many.
We've been living in a gray area for so long. I would just hate to see players get hurt. I would hate to see.
Listen, Matt Patricia, Pat Mahomes.
So the one thing I would say is, where was the Players Association on this?
For Pete's sake,
of the Players Association.
They got nothing. They can't do anything. It's a rule.
So it's in the rule book
They've already agreed. It's in the rule book.
We'll allow it in the rule as long as you don't police it. I feel like that was one of those things. So, we gotta make it look like we care.
You know how you said last year when we were going through the pandemic? That shame on baseball because all they're doing is talking about money when they were all talking about coming back. And this is the dumbest thing you could do. What do you think it's going to be like next year when they're talking about money and a collective bargaining agreement and all this other stuff?
I just can't.
You're going to get that.
For Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake.
Yes. Do you hear the person in the background typing? as he's talking, they're probably like, wait, what?
For well, pizza? They're on the Zoom call.
It's the Muppet Show with our special guest service, Candace Burger.
Where did that phrase come from? For Pete's sake. Like, who's Pete?
It substituted as a for Christ's sake. So instead of using the name, Lord's name in vain, you say Pete.
I'd rather do for Christ's sake.
Why Pete? Why not for Bob's sake?
You know, for
knowledge.
But for Christian's sake.
No, religious people don't like taking the Lord's name in vain.
Right.
And so he's probably a God-fearing gentleman. So missionary
Pete,
style
so
only.
So this Pete guy became the Lord? He became that person? He was the filling?
You know, some people won't say, oh, my God.
What about Paul's sake?
They say, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a Pete's sake day. It is February 26th. I don't know who Pete is, but he has a day.
For Pete's sake.
It's like Peter and Paul. Like we just Paul's sake. What about Paul's sake?
So the point, like, okay.
Hi,
so
Peter Abraham from the Globe.
take out the whininess.
I mean, for Pete's sake.
They're all right. They're all right. All
I just
of them.
Can't.
Yeah, but wait, so he's Christian. Almost crying. He's like, but can we just? But can
please?
I just really?
Work with
can
me.
We? Yeah, work with me. It's like a hostage situation. I will give you $1 million if you let all the hostages go.
Sure, exactly. I'm not trying to take it away from the players and the pitchers. So some of this is on them. But the way Major League Baseball, and we talked a lot about this yesterday.
That's what they do.
The way they approach this was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You're going to do it in the middle
Glenn?
Of the season. You're going to pull the plug. You're going to go cold turkey when your game, because you're freaking out. Because you're looking at numbers that go back to 1908, and they're not good numbers. Nobody's putting the ball in the play, and you're freaking out.
Well, I can tell you, I can almost guarantee you that you've got infielders pregame grabbing a pine tar rag and putting it in your glove. Yeah. I used to do the same thing before the game. Like right before the game, you'd walk down to the bat rack. I'd have my glove. I'd open it fully. I'd take the pine tar rag, throw it right in there, and I'd sit back down. I would just dab it real quick. That's it. So I'm still using it. You know what I mean? I can, as an infielder, I can still use it. I can still have it on my belt, in my glove. I can't like swipe the ball. You know, on it, and that's one of the things too. If they see a player, position player, putting stuff on the ball for that pitcher, because the catcher could have it. You know, the catcher could have this stuff. They'll check the pitcher, but the catcher can have it. He'll do something with it, right? Swipe his chest protector. You know, remember that one time where Yadi Molina actually blocked the ball?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't know where it was?
Yeah.
And it was stuck to the middle of his chest.
It's like Velcro.
And he was looking for it, didn't know where the hell it was. He's looking around, and it was literally stuck to the middle of his chest. Why? Well, because when you catch the ball, before you throw the ball back, you take it from your glove, you swipe your chest protector, and you throw it in. So, but you can't do that. But
see, I
guarantee
say,
some people still do it just because they want to grip as a fielder.
So the amateur to the novice would never be able to pick this up. I'm assuming you would because you've seen it all the time, right? You can recognize it pretty easily.
Well, you
I would
see
assume
stuff,
you could.
And you're like, okay, well, what is that? And
yeah,
like,
but the random person. That's why the fans are like, what are you talking about?
Please just talk to us.
I do not know what you're talking. I don't ever see it. I don't notice it.
Well, that's why I think Major League Baseball screwed itself. They called themselves cheaters, and what they did is they told the entire world we're cheating.
They told themselves.
That's the dumbest thing you could do. Ted Nacar wants to talk about something I was just going to bring up next, so I'll let him do it. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I was just calling to say, why can't they go to the manufacturer and say, here's how we want it, and that's it? Because they're bringing in the baseballs, they're putting mud on it, and they're expecting that to be the texture that everybody uses. So why don't they put a panel together, decide what change they need, and go to the manufacturer and say, here's how we want them now, and then leave it at that?
Ted, Major League Baseball bought Rawlings for $395 million. They are the manufacturer.
Yep. But it's a great point that you're bringing up, Ted, in that they changed the baseball in this offseason. So why didn't they take into account, Lou, and say, okay, we know guys are using the sticky stuff, and we got to manufacture the balls in a certain way to present the game
they
we want.
They own the manufacturer.
Yes.
They are them.
Can we raise the seams or something, which would give them a little bit more spin rate? Is there some way we can manufacture the balls to present it so that we don't have to use the sticky stuff?
You just got to know how you want to work your balls rubbed.
Exactly.
Before the game. Yeah,
exactly.
Just like Petey.
Exactly.
Well, they should do something with the baseball. They need to do something with the baseball. Absolutely.
Don't they go to like some foreign country and get this mud that they use? Where do they get the mud?
Oh, they don't use that good Lena Blackburn's rubbing mud like they used to in the 50s.
But they get mud somewhere and they do the balls.
Baseball is a concern. Baseball, as you know now,
why
too,
did they
the
deal
other
with
stuff
that?
Is like, you know, they have, it's crazy, man. The stuff they have to go through. The humidors, right? Like some of the accusations of where the... You know, how the balls are stored. They're stored incorrectly. Some are stored in colder weather, warmer weather, more humidity, makes the ball, you know, lighter, makes the ball heavier. The ball will fly. You use these balls when we hit. Use these balls when we feel. I mean, it's just, it's out of control. They need standardized baseball. So the thing we're using is correct.
Well, we went through all of that when they brought Colorado into the league. And we suddenly saw that.
You blame it on the elevation.
The elevation. And so then they started using humidors everywhere. They were taking old cigar humidors and then tossing baseballs in there. And doing stuff like that to try to make it on an equal. I just don't understand. And you're right. Rawlings is now owned by Major League Baseball. Why you don't design the baseball to be able to resolve some of the issues
see, that's the crazy thing about baseball. Like, they will sit there, and in order to manipulate the game, they will literally change the most important part of the game, being the baseball. We don't want any more home runs. We want the ball in play. We're going to change the baseball. We're going to make it tighter. We're going to make it looser. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. Like, why? And then for a team that romanticizes records in the past, they keep messing around with the past for Pete's sake. Is it the same effect when I do it?
Look at the shift.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake.
It's amazing. I don't know why. This is the weirdest sport, this baseball sport you play.
I just can't.
It's just so odd the way they just randomly decide, hey, Hall of Fame is so important. Records are so important. You know, we're not moving anything. We're not doing anything. We don't want to speed the game up.
And in the middle of the season.
And then we're just going to change it. Fine.
This is what the NHL used to do. In the middle of the playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, second round of the playoffs, they'd say, we're going to change all the rules here. Let's change them. Hey, you know, you can bring other players up. You can put guys on DL or whatever. Major League Baseball has become what the NHL used to be. We'll just change the rules on
please
the fly.
Please just talk to us.
Just right. Please. By the way, the mud comes from New Jersey. I don't know why.
Yeah. Right? New Jersey mud.
New Jersey side of the Delaware.
So Chris Sale's in Worcester yesterday. Yep. He's throwing, and the media asked him questions here about using the sticky stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
Sticky stuff.
The cool kids are saying it.
He said, I don't know. I really haven't looked a whole lot into it. I'm trying to rehab an elbow. I don't have time to worry about all this other stuff. When I get out there, I'm going to do the same things I've always done, and that's competing.
Look, what a warrior.
Leave
it to Chris Sale. Here, there's the hero that you need right now. Chris Sale, that's the guy you want. Not doing anything, right? I mean, I guess we'll believe him, but here's the thing. We'll never know.
Well, we will when he comes back.
Yeah, but you can easily sit there and go, well, he had Tommy John surgery.
Right.
I mean, that would be my excuse. Of course things have changed. I had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, at some point.
Everything's different.
They straightened it out.
All my mechanics are different, at least not for another year. By then, no one will give a crap. No one will care in a year.
I already told you, it's not about pitching the rest of this Major League Baseball season.
It's about hitting?
It's all about hitting.
The sticky things.
Yeah, look at that lineup. Look at that Red Sox lineup. They only have to fix the leadoff hitter. I'm telling you, Christian, that lineup is loaded.
Yeah.
Arroyo changes a lot for them. No?
No, absolutely. That's fine. Listen, I'm all for. I don't know about you guys. I'm not a fan of the long games, obviously.
Well, you're gonna get long.
I do
you're
like the offense. Games. I do like the fact that guys are hitting the ball like that. To me, is fun. But it's like you solve one problem, you create another. It's like it's just one big giant like round and round. Here we go again. Where it stops, no one knows. What's gonna be the next issue Major League Baseball is gonna have to deal with that they have allowed to get away for a while? There's going to be something else that comes up because they.
Well,
just,
the shift is already something they're
shift
talking
is nothing.
About.
No, yeah. But that was that's not like cheating. Although some people think it is cheating.
I will tell you the biggest problem I think they're going to have with this is umpires don't want to enforce it. If you're an umpire, you don't want anything to do with this. You don't.
I do agree that you're talking like what's considered sticky? What's considered oh my god red flag to Angel Hernandez?
Yeah.
Who was an absolute imbecile.
Right. Oh, he was good last night.
You know, I'm just saying, another umpire. You know what I mean? Like, just, so one guy's like, oh, that's really sticky. Another umpire might be like, ah, that's not that bad.
The sticky things.
Right? I mean, everyone's going to have a different sort of opinion of what's really sticky and what's not.
Especially we're doing it in the heart of the summer where humidity is going to be a concern, right? And so you're going to see more sticky stuff out there, more substances.
And
like
rosin
that.
with sweat, because I mean that would you go out to the infield, whatever, and I would sometimes stop behind the mound and just put rosin all up and down my left arm, my glove arm, because I'm sweating and I'm trying to keep it from going to my bat and glove and your hand or your bare hand and your glove itself, and you're just trying to keep that whole thing like dry if you can. Now, if the inning's long enough, you sweat right through it, but usually you can get through an inning and it's okay. depending on how hot it is.
So I thought,
but it would get sticky after a while. Yeah, you'd use that.
I thought your recommendation made the most sense. Let's just eliminate the one problem that we have, the concoction that the guy out with the Angels put together, and the spider tech. And then I read that one reason Major League Baseball wants to wipe everything out is because it's too difficult for an umpire to go out there and determine what the sticky stuff is. The sticky stuff could be anything. So what they're saying is we're going to get rid of all the sticky stuff. Therefore, any sticky stuff is going to be means to throw somebody out.
A lot of sticky stuff.
And I'm sitting there going, hire a freaking scientist.
I just can't.
We can't have somebody. We can do COVID tests every 3 hours to decide if athletes can stay out on the field or not. You can't have somebody that can sit there with some litmus paper and determine whether this is legal or illegal. So we're just going to sit there. Anything that's sticky, we're going to eliminate anything that's sticky.
Yeah.
It'll make it easier for the umpires.
Hey, you have said sticky at least 20 times.
Sticky.
I've
said 20 more times. Damn it.
Sticky stuff.
This hour of OMF has been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. No sticky stuff there. The with locations things. In Dedham next to Legacy Place, Salem, New Hampshire, and online at northeastmenshealth.com. Remember the old days, real old days, where all of our teams kind of sucked, and then we went through this unbelievable ride of 20 years, and then we had all these championships. Are we about to enter a period where we're just, so-so? Like middle of the road. Worst place to be. We get into it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.